Hi, I'm Vicky, and I live in Lincoln, just not far from the city centre, just a 5 minute walk away. I'm 43 years old and work as a chef at the University of Lincoln Rise Home Campus, which is for agriculture and horticulture students basically. And I'm in a civil partnership with my partner Kelly. She is at the moment training to be a nurse. I've been born and bred in Lincoln, although shortly after I was born, we emigrated to Australia for almost 3 years and then came back here to sunny old England. I've gone to school here, grown up here, and never really moved away apart from that. Working at the University of Lincoln as a chef, when I came out, because I've worked there for since 1992, which is quite a long time actually. Most people didn't realise that I was gay. I had a boyfriend, I lived with him, and the relationship came to an end. And I realised that something wasn't right in my life and needed time out to think about things and find out who I was and which I'd never really done before, and took some time for myself and thought, actually, I think I'm gay. And as I started sort of going to the local gay bar, one of my friends who I met, he moved to Lincoln and he said, oh, why don't we go out for a night? So I went with him and I thought, yes, I feel like I kind of belong here. And I started dating somebody and kind of didn't work out. Not a very nice person, but you know, that's how it goes. And then I met Kelly, and that was it, really. We kind of hit it off, and within 3 years or so, we were civil partnered. I'm very happy as well. At work, it has been difficult. I don't know whether people, because they saw me as being one thing, and then I wasn't who they actually thought I was. Some people have been quite, how can I describe it? Not very nice to me at the least. There's certain comments that have been made that, had I been straight, they wouldn't have made them, such as asking, so you wear a necklace? Which, why wouldn't I? Oh, you have a handbag? Yes, why wouldn't I? Oh, and you wear lipstick? Oh, the biggest shock of all. And I'm like, how can people be so small-minded? I'm who I've always been. Nothing's changed about me. I'm the same person. I haven't changed. I'm just me. And I don't have any rules to follow or anything. And I just want people to accept me as the person I've always been. Nothing different. Just that I love a woman and nothing else changed about me. And well, maybe one thing changed because I'm so much more happy. So, yeah, Kelly, yes, she's a lot younger than me, which when we first met, I had big issues. She didn't, she wasn't bothered, but then I think she's the older one in the relationship, really. She's such a kind-hearted person. She'd do anything for anybody. She rescued me from a relationship that I was in that was awful. And I thought, when I was with this previous person, I thought, oh, this can't be what it's like, surely. I didn't expect this. And Kelly came along and just changed my whole views on life and everything. So, yep, really happy. We do most things together. She's always there for me, and I hope I'm always there for her. So, but sometimes I can be a bit mardy with her, but that's me. But yeah, it's really good, really happy.